Today, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into the ultimate fitness hack, how to shed those pesky pounds without sacrificing those hard-earned muscles. So let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're enjoying everything about your life. I hope that you're just dominating life. As you know, I'm on my 3-week post-surgical of surgery of my Achilles tendon rupture. So I'm doing pretty good. I feel good. I feel a little more confident in where I'm headed. I have not started PT yet. I have not met with the doctor again, but I'm putting more weight on my leg, but I have a boot. I have a boot on. So I'm putting more weight on my leg, which is good. And I just feel good. I'm getting a lot of upper body workouts in pretty much every day, even at the house. So I'll go up to the gym and do some things, but everything's going good. So I hope you're doing well, whatever you're doing in the world. I hope you're doing great. All right, let's dive into it. So I get a question a lot about this. So we're going to talk about like muscle preserving magic. We're going to lose weight without losing our gains, right? So how to shed those pesky pounds without really sacrificing your muscles. So let's talk about a little mystery. I want to talk about like why muscle loss happens during weight loss. And people don't understand this. So when you start losing weight, when you start to lose weight, most people think that they are just losing body fat. So you start your nutrition plan, you get on a diet, you start going to the gym, you will start losing both water, body fat, and muscle all at the same time. That's just what happens. So it's so important. It is so important that we preserve the muscle mass. It's so important that we don't let that muscle mass go. It is a gold mine when it comes to being on your body. And I can tell you from a personal experience, just like over the last month, it's been over a month since I got injured. I didn't realize, like I knew I was muscular, but I didn't realize that I had so much muscle. My clothes are fitting differently. I have lost muscle, and muscle loss happens pretty quickly, especially if you're trying to, if I wasn't trying to lose weight, but it just happens. But when you lose muscle, you just notice it differently. My legs have shrunk so much, and it's true. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I've had skinny legs my whole entire life, but now they are extra skinny just because I haven't used them. I haven't put muscle. I haven't had a chance to really exercise them. Now my upper body's a little bit different because I'm able to put them through a workout, and I'm able to eat enough protein and blah. But what's also I have to look out for is I don't want to gain too much weight because I'm really not burning very many calories. I'm not moving as much as I used to. I used to get at least 10 to 15,000 steps a day. Now I'm only getting in maybe 1,500. Maybe because I can't really step. I can't move that way. So I have to make adjustments. Now, this is a very, very unique situation. This probably is not you, but if you are there like me, you're going to have to really, really work a little bit harder, and you're going to have to watch your nutrition a lot more. So when you start going to the gym and you're losing all this weight and you're so proud of yourself, guess what? It's not going to happen forever. You don't want to lose that muscle. Muscle's there. Muscle, the significance of your muscle, the reason why it's there is because it's supposed to keep you strong. You don't want to lose that. The more muscle you have on your body, especially at rest, you're going to be burning a lot more calories. When you weight train, when you go into the gym and you strength train or at home, you are preserving the muscle that you have on your body. That muscle that you have on your body right now, you may grab your arm and you may look at it and go, there's not much on here, but there is. It's just below some fat. You do have muscle. We have to target the fat. We don't want to target the muscle. So if you're eating good things, if you're properly eating enough protein, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute, if you're doing those things, then you're going to see the fat dissolve. So I have a client right now. She's about, how old is she? I guess she's 69. I think she's 69. So she went on a trip. She went on a trip for like 3 weeks. So she went overseas for like 3 weeks. She came back. She was ticked off about her gain of weight. Now, she walked a lot. I get that. But she hasn't strength trained in 3 weeks. So if you remember earlier, it's been a month for me. If I can lose my muscle within a month of, like, I can lose muscle, guess what's going to happen to you if you don't strength train for 3 to 4 weeks? That muscle is going to be gone. That muscle will not. It's just going to go away for a little while. Now you can get it back. But I'm just saying, it's so important that you are thinking about putting muscle on your body. And ladies, I'm not saying that you're going to get these big muscles. That doesn't happen. You're a woman. And same thing for guys. Guys, it's hard to put on muscle. As I'm telling you this, I already know how hard it is to put on muscle because I'm doing it right now. I'm working my butt off to eat enough protein and put on enough muscle because I want to continue to stay strong as I'm rehabbing my Achilles. So you have to fuel your muscle machine. So how much protein should you intake? How much? Should you be in a calorie deficit? All these things do matter. So a calorie deficit, all that means is, like I told you earlier, I'm not moving very much. So I know I'm not going to be burning very many calories. So I got to watch my calorie intake. That's going to help me to lose weight, lose fat. Now, I don't care about losing weight. I want to lose fat. So if I step on the scale and that number really doesn't change, but yet I step on another scale and it tells me my body fat is lower, that's a huge, huge deal. And I can also tell too in my clothing. I can also tell when I do like body fat calipers or anything like that. You can go deep as you want to, but I really do think clothing is a big, is a big deal. So maintaining a calorie deficit over time is what's going to help you. Your protein intake, I don't know the exact number. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know the exact number of a calorie deficit for you. You're going to have to start logging your food. You're going to have to use MyFitnessPal. You're going to have to use the Lose It app. Heck, you can even use Pen and Pad. There's so many websites now. There's so many apps. You're going to have to do some work. Go to Google. Put in calorie deficit calculator. Put in how many calories should I be eating a day in order to lose weight? How much protein should I intake? Now, here's a general rule. Whatever you want to weigh, you're going to eat that in the number of grams. So let's say you want to weigh 140 pounds, but you're 160 pounds right now or 170 pounds. You want to intake every single day 140 grams of protein per day, or at least shoot for it. The reason being is because the muscle that you have on your body, you don't want to lose that, right? We want to keep that muscle there. We want to lose the fat, remember? So we got to keep that muscle there. So I'm going to keep that muscle there because I'm supplying my body with enough protein. What kind of protein? Well, there's all different types. I just had a smoothie after I worked out. So I had a little protein smoothie, which is about 30 grams of protein. I try to get at least 2 in daily. I also have a lot of eggs. I have a lot of chicken. I have a lot of beef. I have a lot of pork. I don't eat very much seafood. That's just personal preference. But the more protein that you put into your diet, the better. And you will feel better. The less that you put in all of those processed foods, things like French fries, going through the drive-thru, anything out of the box, everything's within reason, right? You still want to live your life. But if you can cut back on all those things, you'll start losing weight. You'll start losing fat. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I really do hope it does. So it's all about balancing act, right? Because this is a long, long process. This is going to take time. But I really do believe that if you balance, you have a balance within your diet, you eat the right amount of calories, you eat the right amount of protein, those two numbers. I never really focus on carbs. You can get there if you want to. That's macro counting, or macronutrient counting, your macros, whatever is the cool thing nowadays. It's funny how everything comes back and over time. I've been in this business such a long time, and it always comes back around. You're going to see it again. I bet Atkins gets popular here pretty soon. But it's just, I'm just telling you, it comes back to the simple things of a calorie deficit, maintaining over time, and then intaking enough protein. Try to get as many steps as you can. There's a lot of great recipes. There's a lot of great snacks. I'm telling you, if you just go to Google and you just type in healthy, low-cal, snack, recipe, protein, all those things. I listed a few earlier. Don't try to, this isn't rocket science, right? So I always think about, I saw this meme and it was, the rocket scientist is like, it's not, you know, we always say, it's not rocket science. Well, he said, it's not personal training or it's not something like that when he's trying to explain, the rocket scientist is trying to explain how simple this is to somebody else. So now let's talk about exercise, right? It's just exercise. We're not trying to do something too crazy. I'm not kidding you right now when I tell you all I do is sit. All I do is sit. I can't do very much. Now, I'm lying. I did some rowing today on a row machine. And with my boot, I placed on the ground because it's a little smooth little flooring, like a tile. I put one of the furniture movers that you can move furniture with around on carpet. I put it under my heel, kept my leg straight, and I just used one side, right? I used one leg. I was still able to, because I just want to get a little cardio in. I just want to get a little breath in. I just want to breathe a little harder. And so I did it. Now, that's a very unique thing to do. I'm not saying that you have to do this, but it can be something simple as that for 10 minutes, right? I get questions all the time. Where do I start with my workout? Well, set a timer. You can set a timer for 20 minutes. You can set a timer for 30 minutes. When I first was starting out back into trying to doing some things, I literally would set a timer for 30 minutes because if I have a goal, right? If you have a goal, you're going to accomplish it. If you had a set time, you're going to accomplish it. That way you don't have to think about anything else. Because you're going to limit yourself. You're going to start thinking about your family. You're going to start thinking about your day. You're going to start by thinking about tomorrow. You're going to think about things that don't really even matter or even touch your life, right? That's just how we are as humans. But if you give yourself a timer, you know within that allotted time, you have to do all these things. This is what you're going to do, right? So it doesn't have to be 20 different exercises. It can be 4 different exercises. It can be an overhead press. It can be a squat. It can be a deadlift. It can be a bent over row. I can do each and every exercise for 15 reps. And I can just keep going within that time period. So if it's 20 minutes, I'm gonna keep going until the 20 minute timer is up or the 30 minute timer is up. Do you see how simple that is? It really isn't that difficult. If I have more time, guess what I can do? I can start adding in cardio. I can do jump rope. I can go for a run after I do my strength. Then I can hop on a treadmill and walk. Whatever the heck you wanna do after you resistance training, that's the big thing. And then change it up. Every month, you could do the same exercises. People think that you have to do all these different exercises. You don't. Like I said earlier, what did I say? Fuel your machine, fuel your body right. Exercise, doesn't have to be crazy. You can also work on flexibility. You can take a class, a cardio class. I always recommend taking classes because they're much more fun. You don't have to think. You have a certified instructor, somebody there to help you, somebody a little bit more knowledgeable than you. Heck, go on Instagram, follow us, and we can help you with that too. And I also do think rest and recovery is a huge deal when it comes to growing your muscles. So make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Make sure that you're intaking enough water. Make sure that you're taking a multivitamin. All these things play a role in what you're trying to accomplish. But don't make this so hard on you. Make it attainable, right? Make it attainable. So if you're trying to preserve that muscle, which I hope you are, just know that if you are able to meal prep, right? If you're able to on Sunday, these are the meals that we're having. Kate and I usually that's what we're doing throughout the week. We try to keep it as simple as possible. We have a meat, we have a vegetable, and we have a simple carb, which would be like a salad, right? Or it'd be like something that's really, for us, it really is a salad. But just something that's a simple thing to eat that's not gonna be too heavy. Again, remember, I have to keep my calories low right now. So your calories have to be lower too, but not too low. Just make sure that you're using a good app, you're using something that's gonna keep you accountable. And you also wanna track your progress, right? You also wanna make sure that you do get on a scale. at least once a week. I do recommend getting on a scale at least once a week, the same time, same day. And yes, ladies, I know you have a weekly cycle, you have a or monthly cycle, you have your period, you're gonna weigh more, just that's just what happens. But don't let it be a pitfall, right? Don't let it be something that you avoid. Keep doing it, keep a track of it, keep a log. The more that you get things out into the light, so if you struggle with any type of like mental thing with the scale, be honest with yourself. I struggle with this, but I'm gonna go ahead and write this down and I'm gonna move past it. Anything in the light will shine. It'll keep everything out of the dark, right? Anything that's in the dark will never shine. So get it out of the dark, say it out loud. Now no one can mess with it, right? No evil can touch it because it's out in the light. And I'm telling you, if you have any questions, you can always reach out. You can always send me a message on Instagram, BUSTOS training, send us a message. But I really do think that this part of fitness is so simple. If you meal prep, track your progress, and then be realistic with your goals too. Being a realist, I'm a huge realist when it comes to life. I know right now, there's nothing I can do to change what happened, right? When I got hurt, there's nothing. Nothing I can do to change my Achilles rupture. I wish I could change it, but there's nothing I can do. I do know every step that I take right now, that's progress. And I do know that once I get into PT, someone is helping me with PT and they can tell me some things of what I can and can't do with that, because I don't know too much about the Achilles. There are some experts out there that do know. And once I get a little gist of it, I can now set realistic goals. By this day, I'm gonna be walking. By this day, I'm gonna, do a single leg squat. By this day, I'm gonna be able to jump. By this day, I'll wear real shoes. So I think that's something that you wanna do, is set small goals. For you, it could be, this month I'm gonna work out 3 days a week versus 2 days a week. You get me? Keep it small. And challenge yourself in your weights. Challenge yourself in your weights. Please challenge yourself. I was just telling one of my buddies today, I said, what's crazy about not being able to walk and being able to lift, like I have to learn how to lift differently when I'm seated. I have to do different things. And I can tell that I've gotten stronger in my core because I've had to, right? It's necessary. So the argument of convenience versus necessity, it was necessary. It's necessary for me to have to do these things because I can't do anything else yet. There's nothing convenient about it. So I was telling them, I said, now I look back and I tell myself, man, I didn't push myself hard enough, right? I didn't push myself hard enough. Even though I did, I still feel like I could have gone harder because I'm now using pretty much the same resistance, close to, yes, within reason, but I know when I get healthy again, I'm gonna be able to do those weights because it's necessary. I have to be able to do it. I wanna do it. My mindset is different. And I think we don't push ourselves enough. So I'm telling you that because I think if you can walk and you can do things, don't make your knees your excuse. Don't make your back your excuse. Don't make your shoulders your excuse. Guys, I'm telling you, I cannot walk. And it has opened up so much of my mind. Don't let those limit you. My dad, I love my dad dearly. He's my hero. And I know that sometimes some things can hold us back. I know how strong he is. I know how powerful he is. He's got to have some knee replacements. I just know he is. But I know once he does, before he does, I bet he could get strong. And if he's listening, I hope it encourages him because I believe in him. I know he can do it. I believe in him so much. So I'm telling you, get strong. Get as strong as you can. If you have to have a surgery or you're gearing up for something, you can always get strong before, right? Hire a trainer. Go walk with your spouse. Get active. Don't eat as much. I'm telling you, step by step, you can do that. So let's summarize this, right? Let's summarize this. I'm telling you, you don't need to lose your muscle when you're losing weight. It's so important to keep your muscle. Proper nutrition is important, right? We have to make sure that we're eating the right amount of calories and we're intaking the right amount of protein. We got to make sure that we're strength training. Do some cardio, hit some flexibility, join a class, hit the bike, hit a Stairmaster, do an assault bike, something, a rower. Meal prep, track progress, set realistic goals. Like I told you earlier, be realistic. I'm gonna have a lot of firsts. I know this, I'm gonna have a lot of firsts. It may be a lot of firsts for you too, but keep it simple. And be excited. Give yourself some positive reinforcement, motivation, right? All those things. For you, it may be a t-shirt, maybe some new shoes. How about a smaller pair of pants? Don't just always go for food or drinks. Things like that will be a lot better, right? I believe in you. I believe in you so much. It's crazy how much I believe in you. I'm a believer, right? I'm a believer in God. I'm a believer in people. I think we sometimes set our minds and our souls so low that we don't allow ourselves to have greatness. Allow yourself to be great. One thing I've really learned over the past month is you will get knocked down. You will get punched in the face. You will have an injury. Someone will die in your life that you love. All these things happen. But it's how you move forward with them in your life, or how you move forward when something happens, right? So I really do think that your opportunity is now to be great. Compete. I think that's the big thing. I love competition, right? I love competition. That's why I love playing in that basketball tournament. I love competition. I'm so competitive, I have to keep it down sometimes. I want you to be competitive. I want you to want to compete. And I don't mean like be in a game. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just being the best version of yourself, to push yourself to see what you can do. And when people tell you you can't do it, prove them wrong. Prove them. So I hope this hits you today. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Bustos Training, B-U-S-T-O-S Training. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.